From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An effort to improve the sustainability of U.S. beef is now available, giving stakeholders a look at the goals of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. AgriPulse reports the roundtable describes its sustainability framework as a set of resources the beef supply chain can use to improve the sustainability of U.S. beef. The framework offers a look at sustainability goals in six areas: air and greenhouse gas, animal health and well-being, efficiency and yield, employee safety and well-being, land resources, and water resources. Six states filed a joint amicus brief in U.S. federal court last week in support of the Millennium Bulk Terminal in Longview. The states, Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, Utah, Kansas, and Nebraska, assert that the state of Washington is violating the Commerce Clause of the Constitution by politicizing the regulatory process and denying project permits because the exported commodity is coal. The brief says defendants are trying to force policy preferences on other states and impede the free flow of commerce. The world's biggest oilseed processor has confirmed one of the soybean market's biggest fears: China has essentially stopped buying U.S. supplies amid the brewing trade war. Bunge CEO Soren Schroeder says they're buying beans from Canada and Brazil, mostly Brazil, but very deliberately not buying anything from the U.S. China announced planned tariffs on American shipments of soybeans last month. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.